from KQED.
Finally today, the San Francisco Bay Bridge is the Rodney Dangerfield of bridges, overshadowed by the iconic Golden Gate Span. But now the old gray workhorse is having its moment. The new Eastern Span opens next fall, and this Tuesday night, artist Leo Villarreal will unveil a massive light sculpture he's designed for the western section connecting Treasure Island to San Francisco. He's hung 25,000 LED lights. That's right, 25,000 on cables of the bridge's north side. KQED's Cy Musiker visited with the artist and has this report.
I meet Villarreal on San Francisco's Embarcadero on the edge of the bay. You can hear the bells sounding behind us in the clock tower of the ferry building, but Villarreal is focused on the sweeping view he has to the south of the suspension span and the patterns forming in the lights he's hung.
For me, it's all about discovery, figuring out what it can do. And I don't know in advance, and there's a lot of chance and randomness in my process. So I'm here to make discoveries.
In his lap, Villarreal holds a remote desktop connected to a computer in the bridge's central anchorage with which he's orchestrating the lights. Villarreal has been working on this project for more than a year, and now that he's spent so much time with the bridge, the commuter workhorse of the Bay Area, I ask him what he makes of its personality.
You don't want to mess with, you know, I feel like a lot of respect for it. I don't want to mess with it. I want to add something and augment what's here. These are the icons of the Bay Area, the bridges. And I think there's also an honesty and integrity to the piece. That's very similar to what the bridge is like. I've done a couple of cable walks and gone to the top of the bridge and was amazed at how efficient it all is.
We're looking up at the bridge, but then you look down at your computer screen and you see representations of those LED lights on the screen with controllers to change the way those lights, how intense they are, what the patterns are. And show me how you fiddle with that. How can you make a pattern?
I have various different systems. This is using a lot of physics. It's a program that we wrote called Particle Universe, and we can change their mass, their velocity, the gravity.
As Villarreal talks, he makes the light seem to fall from the tops of the cables to the bottom. And then a shadow moves across the lights from Treasure Island toward the city and back again. And then the lights ripple as though reflecting the waves on the bay below.
But all these things you find in nature. And as an artist, I can use these equations and rules as material and really just play with them. So I'm here looking for something exciting or compelling to happen, waiting for it to surprise me. And when that does happen, I capture that moment, and that becomes part of the mix.
There's been some controversy recently over spending for the new $6.4 billion Eastern Span of the Bay Bridge. Governor Brown vetoed an almost $10 million promotional contract with a consulting firm. But the $8 million budget for the Bay Lights is all coming from private donations. And Villarreal says the project will have economic benefits the same as other big art pieces, like Christo's Gates in New York City's Central Park.
It's great to have that as an example because people really get the power of what you can do with monumental public art and the benefits it can have to the city. Because this project, we've estimated, will bring an additional $97 million of economic activity to the city.
I saw that statistic and I thought, really? People are going to fly here and spend tourist dollars here just to see this bridge?
Yes. Public art is a powerful magnet and it does stimulate a lot. I've just seen little glimmers of it here in my time programming, but a lot of people are drawn to this, and many people already have told me that they feel anxiety when it goes out, when it's not on, like something is missing.
Villarreal lives in New York, but he's long been a regular at Burning Man, and he says he wants people to gather on the Embarcadero to see the lights the same way people gather around campfires out on the Black Rock Desert. And it seems to be working this night as people gather nearby, pointing up to the bridge.
It looks kind of like some kind of star constellation to me. It becomes ethereal instead of something which is so prosaic that we're used to looking at.
So what do you make of the Bay Bridge lights?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I think it adds a lot of beauty to the city.
And how would you compare the bridge before and after?
I don't know. I think a lot of people think the Bay Bridge is just as important as the Golden Gate Bridge. And this just really sort of takes it up to the next level, I think, in competing with the Golden Gate.
I hope they leave it like this. The only thing they got to do now is do the other side and it'll be complete.
The observations of Amy Galley, James Roten, and Tasha McMoney about the Bay Lights. They come on for a 2-year run Tuesday night at 9. For the California Report, I'm Cy Musiker.
By the way, it's estimated to cost about $30 each night to power those 25,000 lights. We have a video of a Bay Lights test run and a photo of the artist at work. Check them out at californiareport.org. That's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org, and we're on Facebook, too. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Scott Schaefer. Our director this week is Nina Thorson. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. Our editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Susie Rocho, Ingrid Becker, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. With nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.